Every child is the jewel in the eyes of Jesus. Do you believe that? Every child, even those who are smaller, and we are children of God as well. Let's have a short prayer before we open the Word of God. Heavenly Father, we just want to ask you to be in a special way with us now when we mediate on your Word, when we are going to look at some of the prophecies about your coming. Be with us, Lord, and lead us with your Holy Spirit to understand your will and also to have a full trust in your prophecies. That's our desire, Lord. We pray this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. This morning I would like, I've chosen a topic which it's, says 2012, the Bible and the end of the world. How many of you have heard about the Mayan calendar and the prediction or prophecy of the end of the world on December 21st, 2012? Yes, several hands here on the almost majority of you. Yes, it's something which the media speaks so much, you know, it's so much going on these days when this day is approaching. It wasn't first time when there was a certain prediction about the world, that world will end. You know, we have in the past all kind of the prediction, but this one, it's coming and approaching, and it's a very present in media as well, the literature. And never before have so many people from diverse backgrounds and viewpoints pinpointed one day as the expiration date for human civilization. You know, even you can download apps from your iPhone, counting exactly how many hours or minutes you have to that particular day and hour. There is about 400 books written on that subject, and about 7 million websites concerned with that topic. You can see there is a lot of material. If you have access to the internet, not like me for the last 2 weeks, I'm totally cut off. I don't have still landline, no internet. It's a good experience, I have to say. Back to the old-fashioned days. But if you have access, you will find so much material, so much information, and so many scary predictions as well. What will happen? What they are planning? Prediction are of the total devastation, the total end of civilization. According to some forecasts, entire cities will be destroyed by enormous tsunamis, earthquakes, and Category 5 hurricanes. Meteors will rain down fairy death from heaven, and human history will come to a violent end. That's extreme disasters day. It's not just one part of the world. They are expecting the whole earth to disappear. That's something which, that brings fear and especially to those people who don't have any hope, who are not, having any understanding from the, as a Christians, from the biblical perspective. What will happen? A couple of years ago, even the Hollywood has recorded a movie. It's called 2012. There was so much scary about that prophecy. They believe it, something happened. I've got a short video clip, but I'm not going to put it. It's 5 minutes or 3 minutes. But just to see that recently was shown as well the Hope Channel. But how they imagining what will happen? It is, the Hope Channel will show a little bit more about that, what I got here. It is, the fire is coming from heaven and in many parts of the world, and everything, the whole earth become like a fiery a ball. Everything is bursting, no security. If you go to the internet, you will find some survival kits there, which people are preparing for those who are really scared how to be protected in that particular day. And there is all kind of things you can order. Some of them are pretty expensive, but they're offering you that you have to be, you can be safe for in those days. You can see that means people are very, very serious about that. For us as a Christian, it seems not serious enough, but for the people outside of the Bible, they are very serious about that. And they are expecting that something will happen. The Mayans were obsessed with time and the alignment of the heavens. They had 20 different calendars, but the most important was their long count calendar, which ends abruptly on 12/21/12. And that's December 21, also marks the end of the fifth cycle of 5,125 years of the long count calendar. That's how the people are expecting this world will end. And you will see what is the great privilege to be a Christian and to know the end of the world from the biblical perspective. I'm so happy that I have, you know, that I have a knowledge of the Bible which gave me some security and assurance and trust in God, not to trust in those human predictions. You know, even in the past, people faced that kind of prophecy. Some of them, even they were taking their own lives. They were so much scared about the events which they are coming. Can we trust the Mayans 2012 prediction? How many of you believe that we can trust them? Not one. Okay. Why should we reject the Mayans 2012 theory about the end of the world? Why? I'll mention 3-4 reasons, can be more, but for this half an hour I haven't put 20 reasons. But 3 or 4 I put here just to see why I am rejecting the Mayans 2012 theory. Not going into this scientific explanation that can take more time. I've got another DVD or video clip to show you a few minutes later. First and most importantly, Jesus clearly stated that no one knows the time of His coming or the end of the world. If you read in Matthew 24:36, He says only the Father God knows the coming of Jesus and the end of the world. Only the Father God. First, before everything, only the future belongs to whom? To God, to Jesus. He gave us a prediction. He gave us a sign of His coming. But He never says we'll be 21st 12 or 1st 2000 this or this. Like what was the 2000, you know, when we expecting, some people expecting that the world will end 31st of January or the 1st of January 2000. I was in Melbourne, Millennium Bug. You know, everything was there. I know one member, he came to me, said, Pastor, you know, I just bought from the internet a nice wooden oven. He lives on the farm. He said, you know, there is a 2 for sale. Would you like one? Because everything will be shut down, you know, and I'm just ready now for Millennium Bug to strike. And don't buy a ticket to fly on the plane because everything will be, you know. You know, we were affected. Not just those people outside. And many of us were affected. Start preparing some extra food and the plates and everything there for 2000 Millennium Bug. That's how we are very sensitive and that some prediction are coming that the world will end. But first, why I'm rejecting the Mayans theory is because nobody knows when the world will end. Only Father God. Only Father God. Secondly, only God knows the future of this world and He only reveals to whom? To His prophets. In book of Amos chapter 3:7, He said that God is revealing things in advance to His prophets. You know, there is a false prophets, there is a false predictions, and the true prophets. I don't have a time now, I would like to have to explain the difference between the true prophets and the false prophets. But according to the Bible, true prophets receive inspiration and message only from God, through the Holy Spirit. And we can't find in the Bible any specific prophecy that the world will end in the specific date or month or year. That means God hasn't revealed why. He had a reason, I believe, and many reasons. We can just assume what the reason can be. He didn't want to scare us. He didn't want to set us a date because He knows what the nature of the people. You know, we will wait until half an hour before the world ends. And suddenly the church will be full of people, you know. Do you know what happened when the 9/11 struck in New York? After that, what's happened? All the churches were overcrowded for a year, two, and after that, slowly, the life, the people start returning to their own duties, and churches are still empty today. That's how mentality is. If God says, "I'll be in the world the 2nd of February 2015," people said, "Oh, another 2.5 years, let's enjoy, you know." Then week before that, let's go to the church, let's read the Bible and be good Christian. God says, you know, "I'm keeping that." And you less expect. Only God knows the future, and God has revealed only to chosen people, to the prophets. Thirdly, according to Matthew 24:14, Jesus says, if somebody is willing to open Matthew 24:14 to share with us. I put some text on the scripture, but some of them are not. Matthew 24:14. There is one of the very important signs when the world will end. Okay, oh, Peter, yes?
The gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations. And then the end will come.
At the end. That means the gospel first has to be preached to all corners of the world. It's happening now. The gospel through many different sources, through the media, it's preaching everywhere. But we believe that there's still many people who haven't heard about Jesus. And according to that prophecy, Jesus, he can't come until we don't know when it's happened, because the Holy Spirit is working on the hearts. But that can be one of the reasons why, you know, we don't think that the 21:12:12 will be the end of the world, because this is happening still in the process. In book of Isaiah 46:9, God says to people in Israel, "Remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is no one like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times, things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure." There is no other than living God who knows the beginning, the end from the beginning. Only the living God has a knowledge of the history. He knows the past, he knows the present, he knows the future. And he is worthy of our trust. We have to trust him. He knows from ancient times things that are not yet done. God declare. Does the Bible speak about the end of the world? Yes, in many places the Bible speaks about the end of the world. In Matthew 24:3, there is a story about Jesus who was with the disciples. And one day the disciples approached him privately, the Bible says. They had something privately, they said, maybe he will reveal something to us. It's not, he can't declare publicly, but maybe, you know, we are close friends. He's supposed to tell us something which only to us. Then tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? Tell us, they were concerned about what? When will be the end? They were expecting even 2,000 years ago the world to end. Not surprisingly now, after so many calamities and disasters, when will be the end? This is all question. It's nothing new to this earth, because everybody is sick of the death and sickness and accidents and troubles. We all want to end that tragedy. We want something new. We want something better, which God has promised in His Word. We are tired of that kind of life, you know, separation, tragedies, burning homes, earthquakes, everything. But we want to end. But God says, I'm holding this. I know when the end will come. Does the Bible predict a major world crisis just before Jesus comes? Yes. But every major crisis doesn't mean the end of the world, according to the Bible. He said, be careful. Those are signs. They're ringing bells, which are talking that something big is coming. But when and how? Jesus only knows. Okay, and Daniel chapter 12, verse 1 says, and there shall be a time of what? A trouble, such as never was seen. There was a nation even to that time. The Bible is very serious that this earth, this world is going to go to a very difficult time. And we are experiencing that. We just heard this morning, Philippines tragedy and many others. But will be, that's a part of the prophecy. And Jesus says in Matthew 24, 6 and 7, and you will hear wars and rumors of wars, for nation will rise against nation, and the kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilence, and earthquakes in various places. The Bible speaks that will be difficult time. Will be difficult time. And then Jesus says, men's hearts failing them from fear and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth. You know, the Bible is very plain. The Bible speaks about love of God. The Bible speaks about salvation. The Bible speaks about difficult days on this earth. And it's for the Christians who know the prophecy in the Bible, they are not surprised by events. We just feel sorrow for the lost, for the lives of many. But this is a part of the prophecy which the Bible speaks in Book of Revelation as well. That God's angels are still holding the four corners, the winds of the four corners, but that will be released according to the Bible before coming of Jesus, and we have to expect more disasters on this earth, unfortunately. But this is not the end of the world. I will say why this is not the end of the world, because the world will end in different way, not just in earthquakes and the fire and the whole planet. They have to be end in this different world. I just got another video clip here to want something visual, because we are visual people as well. I had these five parts. That was recorded last year. That was a documentary program on Channel 10 about the world disasters. If you're familiar, from 1st of January last year, for 100 days, so many bad things happened on the world that people will start questioning something is wrong on this with this earth. Even atheists, even people who have no clue about the prophecy, they become serious. This is never happened before. For that reason, there was a documentary program on Channel 10, five parts, which they presented. There was all kind of people discussing the issues. Religious people, atheists, New Age people, scientists from different perspectives to see how they are explaining things. It's good for us to know, because we are meeting people outside of the church. We have to know how the people react, what they are thinking about. We don't need to be just closed in our understanding how we will approach those people. We don't know what they are thinking, what kind of information they have. They have to be educated that way as well. Yes, I just wanted to remind you of the disasters which we experienced, especially last year in Australia with the flooding and many parts of the world as well. And it seems that our earth is going through a difficult time and that it's losing the control. But we know from the scripture there's a prediction, and that above that Jesus is, God is in control. And for that reason, I just wanted to quote text from John chapter 14. Says, Jesus says, do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If not so, I would have told you, I'm going there to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you with me, that you also may be where I am. And why I'm quoting this? Jesus is very clear that this world will finish in the moment when He is going to come to this earth. It will be difficult time, will be disasters, will be earthquakes, but when Jesus comes, He is not going to come and pick up a dust from this earth. He will come and find a living creature. That will be people who are waiting for Him. That means the end of the world will be not the way how people are expecting. Will be difficult, but will be living creatures, will be living God's people who are going to be taken into the heaven. That's how the Bible describes the end of the world. Jesus says, I'm going to prepare a place, and I'm going to come and take you to be with me. That's a comfort news, that's a great hope, that the world will end when Jesus comes, but there will be people who will be protected from God, and they will be taken with Him to live eternity with Him. You know, the Bible speaks in the prophecy of Daniel, you know, how the world will end. Do you remember that image? And sudden, the rock from the heaven was thrown and hit the foot of the image, of that image. Represent, That image represents the history of the world. This is a Babylonian, Medo-Persian, Greek, Roman, and we are somewhere here in divided kingdoms. And that rock which will destroy, that will be the end of this world. But what that rock represents? Something cosmic happening from the earth? A fire? What that rock represents? How the world will end? That rock represents the coming of Jesus, according to the Bible prophecy. Jesus will come and He will hit and destroy the earthly kingdoms. And the fifth kingdom will start, that's the kingdom of Jesus. That means the Bible speaks about coming, the end of the world, but not the world, how the Mayan calendar predict, not how the other false Nostradamus or other prophecies are talking about. We'll end by the coming of Jesus. Will be difficult, will be disasters like we show here, will be earthquakes, tsunamis, and more, unfortunately. But this world will end by the coming of Jesus. Jesus will come. The book of Titus is looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. According to Paul, coming of Jesus is blessed hope. It's not just hoping in something which we don't know that's happened, but it's blessed, will bring blessings, will be assurance of salvation. It's something which they will be evacuated from this earth into the kingdom of God. This world will end by the coming of Jesus. In Revelation 1:7, Jesus says, "Behold," John says, "He is coming with clouds, and every eye will see Him." Jesus will come. Not hidden in the desert or in other places. Every eye will see Him. Even those who are blind today, God will give them a sight. He will restore the sight and He will be able to see. How we are going to see Jesus from all corners of the world, it's very difficult to imagine today, but God, He's a spiritual God. He has a power to make things happen. You know, He can make miracles. He made so many miracles when He was on this earth, and He can make everyone to see His coming. But the Bible is very clear. One out of every 25 verses is related to the second coming in the Bible. The second coming, not to scare us, but it's a hope, it's blessed hope. It's something which can bring relief and the end of these tragical days on this earth. It's so much present in the Bible. One of 25, every 25 speaks about the day of coming of the Lord. In John 6:13, Jesus says, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace." Why Jesus is offering to us His peace? Because He knows, He knew in advance as a prophet that the people will go to difficult times. Some of them will not have a sleep overnight because of the fear of the upcoming events. But Jesus says, "You will have a tribulation, but I will give you my peace." When we accept Jesus Christ as a Savior, when we put our trust in Him, then He's offering His peace in our heart. And we can go to sleep tonight without any burden because we know that we are in safe hands of Jesus. "Peace I leave with you," Jesus says. "My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give you to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." If you had any doubt about the end of the world, the end of this month, according to Bible, don't worry about that. You can go that night peacefully sleeping because you know that you have a Jesus and you have a peace with Him. And that peace will take you out of the trouble and not to be afraid. Jesus will come soon. The Bible says, it will come from the east with billions of angels. Even the book of Revelation says that there will be half an hour a pause in the heaven. We think that will be the heaven will be empty because all the angels would like to come with Jesus. Jesus is a bridegroom and the believers are His bride. They will meet together in the air. That's how this world will end. That will be the beautiful coming of Jesus. And for those who have a Jesus in the heart, for those who accept Jesus Christ, not just as a baby, but as a king of their heart as well, there is no fear, there is no need for fear and to be scared about upcoming events. Jesus will come. You can see from the Orion from the heaven with so many billions of angels. He will be as a king. He will be dressed in white. He will have a crown on his hand. He will not come as a baby anymore. He will not come people to make a laugh of him, you know, like Herod, to kill him. No, he will come to judge in one hand, but he will come to bless as well for those who are ready. And the angels will come. Do you know that every one of us has a guardian angel? Those guardian angels will come. They would like to join us, to be with us. You know, they don't want to miss that celebration. That's like a wedding party, the Bible says. When the bride and the bridegroom will meet together. And we will be with Jesus together. That's how the Bible describes the end of the world. Not the way how the Mayan calendar or other people who are not inspired are predicting how the world will end. And Isaiah 25:9 says, God says, "Behold, this is our God. We have waited for Him and He will save us." Who is going to say those words when Jesus comes? Who is going to say? Those who surrender their hearts to Jesus. Those who accept Him as a Savior. Those who put their trust in Him. Those who believe more to the Bible prophecies than the earthly prophecies, the human people. Then they will say, "This is Jesus. Will be difficult time, will be disasters, but this is Jesus. We waited for Him and He will save us." We can't save ourselves. Doesn't matter how good we are, how much knowledge we have, doesn't matter how much technology improved, we are not capable of saving ourselves from this world. We can't save us. Only Jesus can save us. Only way how we can save us when the help comes from outside. We are like in the mine, you know, blocked there. We need rescue. Rescue will come from heaven. That's Jesus Christ. And He will release us. He will give us a freedom. And He will spend eternity with Him. Jesus will come. This picture represents the tragedy which this world will go through. Like that mother with the child. You know, she wants to be saved. She wants, but maybe she left for the end. Too late. Many people will say, doesn't matter, I don't believe everything, but if when Jesus comes, I will somehow jump and grab your hand or something like that. This is not how things are working. You know, we have to be ready today. Maybe Jesus will come tonight, we don't know. And for some people who don't know that, nobody knows that we are going to wake up in the morning, and that will be the end of our life. For that reason, today is a time when we have to put trust in His hands. Today we have to be ready for the coming of Jesus. We don't know the date and hour, but we know for certain that He will come. He will rescue us. He will welcome us in His kingdom. Jesus will welcome personally everyone. He will say, "Blessed, come, the blessed nation, you know, who believe in Me, enter in My kingdom. There is a plenty of room in His kingdom. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know He holds the future. And life is worth the living just because He lives." We don't need to face any fear. Because we have a Jesus, we got a Savior, we got future in His hand. Just want to finish with this beautiful text. Jesus says, "And behold, I am coming quickly. And My reward is with Me to give to everyone according to his work." What we learned so far from today's devotional sermon. There is a prophecy that the world will end. There is a prophecy in the Bible as well about the end of the world. But biblical prophecy is totally different than earthly one. The Bible speaks about the end of the world and about the difficulties. But this world will end by the second coming of Jesus. He will come unexpectedly and He will give us a reward. For that reason, we have to be ready today. Not to be scared about the events, but to be ready. If you haven't accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you can accept Him today. Don't take any risk in your future, because you never know what the future holds. Everything belongs to Him. May God bless us and may God help us with His Holy Spirit in our preparation for His coming, and when He comes soon, to find us worthy and to take us with Him in His kingdom. May God bless you all. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank You for Your holy word. Thank You for the promises You gave us that You will not leave us alone in the difficult days which this world is going to face. Thank you for the promise of your coming. Thank you for the promise that Jesus will come soon with many angels and to take us with Him and to spend eternity with Him. Help us with your Holy Spirit, Lord, to be ready for that day. We can't save ourselves. We are looking forward to that blessed hope. And we are looking to the day when the whole heaven will be open and the billions of angels will come to take those who have surrendered their lives to you. We want to be part of that great celebration, Lord. And please bless our families, bless every one of us individually, bless our children as well. No one to be lost, but everyone to come to repentance and to be saved. That's my prayer, Lord. I pray this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.